I'm sure I'm utterly devoted to her. I respect her and I love her. She said, I know better. Then she calls the daughter, the daughter tells me, and says, I thought I taught you dignity and self-respect. How can you stand that person? I said, I don't know what you're talking about, mother. I love him. I respect him. I know he has the same feeling for me. She said, Rabbi, you must help me. We are going to die. She's destroying our family. I said, all right, do you think she will come if I call her? He said, yes. She was a Jewish lecturer and she thought a word of it. All right. I called her. You must believe me. I didn't trust my eyes. She was a fine-looking, charitable-looking young woman. And she said, you wanted to talk to me, Rabbi? I said, yes. Let's call her Gladys. That isn't true. Gladys was here with me, and she told me that you are ruining them. I said, how on earth can you do that? Don't you know that you have to make of your children your comrades? Don't you know that you lost her father and you owe her much more consideration? And what have you seen in their lives that justifies your attack on her husband and herself? She sat there and her face changed. She looked malevolent, almost like a female Sodom. I said, I'd like to tell you, there is a God in heaven. You may have to give account for a very terrible behavior. She walked out. 3 days later, the girl called Gladys called me up, said, I can't stand it anymore. She's worse than ever. Would you do me the favor, please, of seeing her once more? I said, all right. She came once more, and I decided to be very sharp and very mean. So I said to her, you know, there are 3 bad words in the English language. All of them are of profound negative influence on human beings. She said, what are they? I said, the first one is communist. The second one is fascist. The third one is in-law. When I said that, she sat without a word, sat back for 10 minutes, rose and left. I had said to Gladys, if your mother leaves you alone for 2 weeks, call me. She called me in 3 weeks, said, you don't know what you did. She didn't call us a single time. We are beginning to live. I'm quoting this as the opportunity a mother has, a father has, when children grow up and we need our comradeship and our respect. I had a case in the center 40 years ago. Well, it was not so bad. But then I said to the mother, you must respect your daughter. She said, what are you talking about, Rabbi? I said, you must respect her. She's developing. She has fine attitude. She is a trouble of adolescence. Unless you give her respect, you won't make her a comrade. All that is a note on the paragraph in the Shulchan Aruch we read. I'm going to try to complete. Chinov, sheyodea lisobilitin. If a young child, boy knows enough to engage in business, to be helpful in business, he has reached a certain maturity. Maspidin also Vemasi Asmo. You can say about him the good things he's doing. Vim Elo Masi, but suppose it's a youngster who hasn't done anything. Maspidin also Vemasi Avoso. You can say he comes from a fine family and you have reason for believing he will develop. Vim Elohem Masim, Maspidin Lohem Vemasi Kravo. Even if the family is fine, you must go out of the way in order to help them. Hakalo. Hakalo must be in also Bembe Masi of you, Bembe Masi Balo. She needs double comfort about to be married and finding herself, or as somebody said, an early married woman. What can you say about her? Tell her she comes from a fine house. Tell her she's had a noble husband. Hame chutoch wa hame soros and the polim of ben chest ben test. If a child born is not born in its totality, fragment, then we do not do it. Similarly, for Ubo and Kalkovin, Behem Ben Tesmeis, a child of nine that dead, Owen Kalkovim or a non Jew, we are holding or slaves, serves, aim is asking the husband. We do something for them, but not enough. By Jewish law, as you know, in Israel, we have an obligation towards a non-Jew, a double one. If he observes the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noah, that means prohibition of cruelty to animals, no blasphemy, no theft or robbery, no idolatry, no immorality, then we are obliged to give him citizenship, although he's not a Jew. We must give him social service, leket shikhopeo, mefarnesim ani enochrim. We must give the poor non-Jew sustenance, merapin kol enochrim. We must provide the poor sick with cure. Covering based in offering. If a poor man dies and there's nobody to attend to him, it's your obligation of the Jewish community to provide a grave. But you don't have to deliver a husband. Yoshim, She'enom Rotsim Liprawa Sechar Hasafton. If there are mean heirs who don't want to pay the fee of the Safton, Motsin Be'em Al-Kocham, the community can demand it, take it from them. We had something mentioned in Bobo Basra, the first moment base, I'd like you to remember. A very interesting term. Shibo Tuvei Ho'ir. The seven good men of the city, what is that? They were what we call a community executive. They had to go to the court to help them. We had a provision 2,000 years ago, because the Mishnah was finished in 175 and went back to an earlier tradition. A provision that prevented strikes and lockouts. You know that? If labor came and complained that their wages, their working conditions, or their food was not sufficient, and the employer said, what do you mean? We are giving you enough. You know who decided it? The court. But the court would know the law, may not know actual condition. They had the shiva to your ear, the practical men advise them what to do. And these practical men were of use in every occasion. So that Yoshim Shenim Rotsim with Prabhupada Kala Sapton, they would, the community would get them to pay. Mishitzibu shalom is a doer. If somebody says, I don't want a husband, Show me love. He accepts this statement. If he doesn't want to, the husband is in honor of him and peace. Modest enough not to want to be done. Avonim Sivo Shalaulina Oro Zoyin Ugizera Shlaushim ain't show me love. Nobody can tell us not to have Shiva, not to observe Shlaushim. He can tell us, I don't want to be praised for 100 yards. That's his pleasure he can grant it. This old cliche say over things three to our means. You know, we are not permitted the excess of tearing our hair or making incisions. Now comes something that is somewhat difficult for us to get. Are you getting tired? Don't hesitate to tell me. I haven't promised to finish, but if it's enough, let's say I finish this page. Yes?
All right.
For Auskin Behespe, people who are engaged in the morning ceremonies. Kolzman Shehames Mutalifnehem. As long as the dead person lies before them, it's a problem of saying Shema. What shall they do? Nishmotim Echor Echor, one each can get out, escape, Bekaurin Shema Umispalelin. Yes? They don't have to stay all there, they have to engage in their prayer. Ein Hameis Mutalifnehem. If the coffin is gone, Mut Ehem Yoshim Bekaurin, they can sit. But the owning, the oil on the day of the funeral, Yosef is domim, he must sit silently. Him only when we spoil him, they can stand and pray with Matzik all of a sudden, he can accept it. Do you know what mispalilim means? That's the last definition I give you. I have a more with you. Tefillah does not mean prayer. The root of tefillah is pale, to judge. Mispale is to judge oneself. As we pray to God and ask for his aid, we must judge our conduct of the past and of the present. Mispalel is an obligation for every man and every woman to engage in daily self-judgment. Sorry. The who matzigol as a din he accepts upon himself God's judgment, says he wrote it for therefore the law high. O Lord God, may you dig down Petzosenu, put some kubaiti soe, can make a fence around every ruin, around every difficulty. After the kavuro, mapsikina, have said to interrupt the husband. Finally, in Ausin Schnees, Beden Bier Achas, that refers to a small shtetl. We don't make two spadim in one. Elim Kigeshom Raubom Lechalek Vishnayim. If you make two spadim, there is a fear. They may go to the rich man or to the more famous man, and thereby again they may hurt the poorer one, the less significant one. Therefore, it must be Robam Lechalek Shnayim, in here, because Hespet Kedin Tzorcham, that every Hespet will have enough to do justice to the man or the person who has died. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Now that Rabbi Yan mentioned Spindler,
who
will
lend it
to me? May I
out
it?
For you, take
it. May I just ask for a show of hands especially this spirit time. I know some of us, I know myself, have not marv yet. So perhaps we make now a brief stretch while we don't marv.
You have any questions?
Yeah? Yes. Yeah. And would there any be any objections to that? We'll only take about 5 or 6.
Days not having all of the
What is the reason for no hesped under 30
not
days?
No abeis
for under 30 days. For a child below 30 days.
The feeling is that the child was not genuinely alive. That's the interpretation given by either the what's famous Rav in Prague, or the Yosef Omitz, I can't tell you now whom. If for somebody to have a hesped, he must have been a genuinely alive person. Under that minimum of days, he's not considered as such.
So I won't get into the whole argument about the examination after death, and to put the child or the individual into, to bury him within 24 hours. But why under 30 days does that thing carry also? In other words, why cannot the child have a post-mortem examination, and why must he also be buried so quick?
If he is not a real human being, why do the other laws of autopsy and quick burial applied as well?
There are two opinions about that. I wish I could give you the authors. One, you remember the problem of Nituach HaMesim occupied the minds of the best. And again, there was a psak that you may not dream of it except if somebody else is here who suffers from the same disease or from a disease, the examination of the person who has gone may throw light upon it. Yes? But the whole purpose of hesped is not a prohibition, but a permission. That means suppose somebody comes to me and says, my wife can't stand the thought of no husband. I wouldn't hesitate to make a husband. Because what matters is the living one. And therefore there are situations which are borderline cases. We have a number of them. That's why we say in the Pirkei Avos, I told in Eschaverecho Ache Tagiali, not Ache Tovo, until you labor yourself. Now, if you take the Meher Sham, who was one of the greatest poskim of the last century, and compare him with other Gedolim, you will find that there was a division of opinion with regard to law in which he permits and others prohibit. There are always borderline cases in which you can be called that. We call that in the Talmud, just a moment. Ish lasos l'Hashem hefir b'sarosecho. When there is a major consideration against the minhag or against the din, you can always allow yourself. I once had a discussion with a fellow called Brandeis. You have heard the name. I had the privilege of knowing him. And he had a case well, it goes too far, of a certain young child in the neighborhood, which I had to go to Washington for. So he said, but why can't you rabbis decide definitely? Why are some people against it and some people for? I said, may I remind you that the Supreme Court of Washington decides by 7-2, by 5-4, because it's possible to find honest people, well-informed people, yet have different points of view. And as long as what is involved is not a basic principle, you can allow yourself. Take the case of Goren and Schach. You remember the case just now of the Rabbi Schach and I know Rabbi Goren. They were violently opposed to each other. I had Rachmonis with both of them. The possibility exists for certain situations in which, for the purpose of great comfort, for the purpose of preventing disaster, for the purpose of preventing sino, you have a right to ignore ad hoc, for a particular purpose, the law.
Okay, I just want to establish one in my own mind. Is there an isur? Is it a law deemed that you are not allowed to do an autopsy under a child 30 days of age?
That you are allowed to?
Normally
not, unless there is an absolute overwhelming evidence that a child suffered from something for which somebody in Brooklyn or Long Island is now suffering, and that the examination of that child may be of profound significance in saving a life.
In spite of the fact
that it is not considered completely a human being, it is something precious to the parent, to the mother, and therefore the only way you could justify any tour would be because you may save somebody else's life.
Well, is the justification or is the possibility of the saving of another baby sufficient to do it?
Yes.
In other words, another baby of
that
baby.
Not a theoretical baby, but a baby that is here in the neighborhood.
And according to the next baby's careful opinion,
may be saved by the examination, could do that without a moment's hesitation.
Mrs. Green has a question.
What I wanted to ask was, what governs the hesped? You can't make a hesped on holiday, you know, Talmud. I know my husband died on Talmud Pesach, and Rabbi Young just read a Kapitel Tillamna, which was very satisfying, truthfully. But what governs that rule?
What governs the rule that you don't make a hesped on Kol HaMoed?
Tend to keep the spirit of the Yom Tov. I don't know whether you have ever thought of it, how very few days of real simcha we have in life. The Shabbat, if you are not overtired, and the Yom Tov, the Chol HaMoed is endeavoring to keep that spirit. And in order to keep the spirit, again, there are situations in which a Chol HaMoed is permitted, a Hesped is permitted. There are cases of Gedolim, you know that?
Belkin.
Who were permitted. So all these things are allowing for a particular situation. They are allowing for borderline cases, in which considerations of tzedek and mishpat and chesed come in and therefore are justified. I quoted deliberately the cases of Schach and Goren because I studied 170 pages of Goren's paper. Very hard thing. He was absolutely right. and Rabbi Shach, who is a Gaon and the Goro, was absolutely wrong, to my mind, but it isn't the last mind. I know a number of such situations, a number of teshuvos of our great men. I give you one case which has aroused a great deal of almost animosity. That is the last paragraph of the last chapter of Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel in Rambam. Ever see it? He speaks first about the Leviim, their significance, their glory, their service in the temple, and then he says, as far as I remember it by heart, Kol ish me'eze mokom, me'eze am, asher govar al hevli b'nei odom. Anybody from any people, from any country, who has overcome the vanities of people and serves God in truth and compassion, he is Kodesh HaKodeshim. He is a holy of holies. Hashem Hu Nachlaso, the Lord is inheritance. How on earth could he say that? And the same Rambam aroused a great deal of animosity. I needn't tell you I'm in favor of him. And the same Rambam aroused a great deal of animosity when he was asked, how about the first reformers, the Karaim, these beggars who deny the Torah Shebaal Peh, how shall we treat them? You know what he said? You should treat them with utmost kindness. If a child is born and the bris milah is on Shabbos, you must perform it on Shabbos. If they lose a relative, you must be Menachem Avelim. You must extend to them every kindness. That is Jewishness.
But we don't
Let
do
me
it.
Answer the whole story.
Today we don't go to
We must country. Use every opportunity for extending kindness and compassion.
Dr. Schwartz, Rabbi Young, Dr. Schwartz said to you, if a man is very modest and does not want a hesped, he need not give a hesped. But I believe that apart from the man who died, the mace, a hesped is also partly nichum avelim. So therefore, despite what the mace didn't want, the reason for the hesped is nichum avelim. Is it not much more important that the nichum avelim, that they be given a hesped to...
You are right, except for this, you can be menachem avelim without the hesped.
Okay, I see.
You can take them to their home and talk to them there. You can help them in 101 ways. A man may dislike public display during his life or during his death, but it doesn't prevent him from talking to wife and daughter.
You will well, well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope we will have many occasions to ask Rabbi Young some more questions, and we are very appreciative to give us such a wonderful cheer.
I'm delighted to be in the company of the elite of the community called Hevra Kadisha.
I think you know everybody here, right?
Wait a moment. I don't know who this lady is.
Oh, that is Mrs. Worthman, Beverly Worthman. They are one of our newest members of the Hevra Kadisha.
Oh,
she is.
You are the husband.
Husband.
Shalom. Very indeed.
And he.
Shalom. I have a bad habit of liking to know whom I'm talking to.
That's right, that's right.
I think I know everybody else. I know you now too. And I even know this gentleman. I never heard of him or saw him.
And that's his wife, who I'd like to welcome you. I think that's the first time that we have the pleasure to have, you know. The first time here. So I would like to welcome you to our shiurim, and I hope that your husband will have the occasion to bring you along.
Gentlemen, I know only four generations.
Yeah.
Only four.
Thank you.
Who is living in London? Of the
my uncle Ferdy is still there. My uncle Ferdy that was still there. Oh, yes.
He's a young fellow.
He'll be 90 this birthday.
Pardon?
He'll be 90. Please God, this birthday.
I should be in London, yes, Hashem, at the end of June. You give me telephone number, but he need that phone. He would love it. He would love it. I have to see the Sonsino friend to read the proofs of my next book.
Yes.
We were now conducting a business meeting. If you would like to stay, we would
no.
Would you like tea or like coffee, Rabbi? Tea or coffee?
Thank you very much.
Piece of cake from Stern. No, Stern, it's all Stern.
I'm worried about my girlish figure. I don't want cake.
No cake,
and
but a cup of tea
I
for your
coffee, I don't fall asleep.
And tea? Tea. She has tea, a cup of tea.
I tell you, the difficulty is I promise my wife to be home by 10
o'clock. Quickly, I bring you.
Well, maybe we can take care of a few small items very quickly. We have Joel kindly, in the absence of our regular secretary, agreed to take minutes. Thank you very much for volunteering so kindly. I have a quick agenda, so in order to be able to do it more efficiently, maybe if each one has a copy.
Forgive me if I sneak out.
Surely. Thank you very much.